We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Chaos or gridlock? It's hard to tell which better describes the situation in at least two major state legislatures, California's and New York's. More on the Golden State in a moment, but first to Albany, where pending legislation is in limbo ever since Republicans and two dissident Democrats tried to take control of the state Senate on June 8th. Here's NPR's Margo Adler on how it all began and what New Yorkers make of it.
It started weeks ago with a Republican coup. Two Democrats defected to the other party. One later came back to the fold. The result, a 31-31 stalemate in the state Senate. No one knows who is in charge. New York's Governor David Paterson is considered weak. Only 21% of New Yorkers think he's doing a good job. Paterson demanded the senators meet even on weekends and holidays, but no pending legislation has yet been passed. Republican senators went to court. Meanwhile, 84% of registered voters told a Marist poll this was simply a power play. On the sidewalk in front of Zabar's, New York's famed gourmet food store, Paul Rubenstein was philosophical.
I think that those people are absolutely irresponsible for the way they're behaving. But on the other hand, I don't think that the New York State Constitution has any solution to address a tie in the Senate. So I haven't got an intelligent suggestion of how to fix it, because the fix doesn't exist.
But most people just threw up their hands. The voices of New Yorkers Don Yates, Rosemary Erickson, and Phyllis Gates.
Oh, those people are idiots. They are just idiots.
I can't believe that adults are doing what you wouldn't even expect of children.
What could one possibly say? It's insane.
Undisciplined and tribal were the words from another woman. Voters are clearly disgusted, and while this may seem an arcane matter, pollsters found that 75% of registered voters in New York knew a good deal about the current crisis, and most said they didn't think their elected officials had their interests at heart. 7 in 10 voters said they were angry, and this was almost equal among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. Meanwhile, the stalemate continues, and it's beginning to cost the taxpayers. Apparently, expenses for the senators to stay in Albany and do nothing are already approaching $100,000. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.